trust that you will be extremely blessed and challenged, because what I'm going to be speaking about is exactly that. I'm going to be talking about encouraging the encouragers, or encourage to be encouraged. That's what God has laid upon my heart. I want to encourage each and every one of you here this morning to be an encourager. Never in the time I've known in my 75 years, I know I don't look 75, I look 55. You don't have to keep saying that. But I've never seen the need of encouragers. Time is so vast now that we sort of wonder what's going on, and we have to be encouraged. Now, is it a biblical concept? Well, I believe it is a biblical concept, because the Bible says very distinctly there, encourage one another and build each other, just as in fact you are doing. So this is an encouragement to encourage one another. And it's not just an encouragement. I think it's a command. I think it's our obligation, especially we who are sitting here in our, when you think of Gary and you think of many others in hospitals and so on, and we're going to look at some of these situations, and we're here I get so excited just sitting here and worshiping the Lord. And a lot of people can't do that for one reason or another. There's another very interesting verse that on encouragement is, and I'm using what is referred to as the Jane Darby's translation. There's many translations of the Bible, and I've always taught at Old Cascades Gospel Chapel the best commentary on the Bible is the Bible itself. I mean, you can get all these different commentaries, but when you read the Word of God and you look at the different translation and you look in the original, it's such an encouragement. So this verse here is very interesting. And that says, now the God of endurance and of encouragement give you to be like-minded one towards another, according to Christ Jesus. Now, when I looked at the origin of this, there's different, this is the one I think is closest to the Greek New Testament, but another one is, may the God who gives endurance, may the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you the same attitude of mind towards each other that Christ Jesus had. So this is God who gives encouragement. In this verse in front of you on the screen right now, it's the God of encouragement. And another translation, may the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you a spirit of unity amongst yourselves as you follow Christ Jesus. And this is what our Lord wants us here at 16th Avenue Chapel, is to have this endurance and this encouragement. We have the same spirit. And one other translation is, may the God who gives perseverance and encouragement grant you to be the same mind. So God is the God of encouragement. And if we say that we're part of the family of God, if we say we are Christians, and that's what we've just experienced as we worship the Lord together, we've experienced being with the Lord, we're part of the family of God, and God is a God of encouragement, we are to be men and women of encouragement. Now, what do we do when we want to quit? Because today, 2021, we're in March, and there's a lot of people who want to quit. I don't know your situation personally, but I know a lot of people, and you just feel it's hard to stick to the goals that you had planned for your life. This can lead to discouragement. And there's a lot of Christians, born-again people, who are discouraged. And one of the reasons, of course, is they get their eyes off of the Lord, because God created us and knows this about us, our personality. He has provided countless verses in the Bible to not only encourage us, but also to teach us the importance of lifting up those around us. God wants you and I to lift each and every one up. Now, you think of the community boards. Now, of course, we can't get into these community centers. I go to a community center quite often, but not this year, of course. But you look at the bulletin boards, and there's always complaints. It's always filled we say in Spanish, quejas. They're complaining and they're upset about this or upset the other thing. But you know, can you imagine if we as a community of believers at 16th would encourage one another and even stop complaining? What a world it would be different if we were there to encourage, not to complain. And another verse which is so important is Hebrews 10, 24 to 25. Now this we all know and we hear it all the time, but and let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Yes, be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord. So from this verses, we see that we are to encourage by encouraging one another. You're going to say, but Ron, that verse doesn't applicable to us today because we can't meet together. But I think we can. And I've enjoyed it. I've had assembly meetings, Gideon meetings, CMML conference meeting, prayer meeting, and you know, even the Easter conference, can you imagine? And I'm not getting for the publicity of it, but I am actually looking forward to the conference. And even though we can't go to Heather Bible Chapel, or we can't go to 16th Gospel Chapel, or years ago we used to go to Gramble Chapel, we can't do that anymore, but we can have it on Zoom. So I would encourage you to encourage others to come together and to enjoy the time of fellowship together. There's going to be, it looks, a very interesting program. Now, as I speak on encouragement, I'm going to be giving some examples. For instance, this one here, the Cascades, has done something that has been very, very successful. And we sent a letter out to the community. And even yesterday, I was at the chapel working in the garden, cleaning and sweeping and all that. And I was talking to some of the neighbors, and they thanked us for a letter that we sent them because we want to encourage them, to show them that we are trying to encourage the community. And we get two or three or four people every night on when it's really cold out to come to Cascades to sleep in our gymnasium with all the precautions and with all the government approvals, with all the insurances and taxes and all the things. But this is a way to encourage people on the street. And so this is just one small example of encouragement. Or how about that couple that you know that just got married, that sort of, there we are, social distancing, we're not hugging and kissing them as we would like to. But you can do this. You can do this, and how about that young fella whose mother died, and you want to encourage him? Well, you can go to their house, and you can have your social distancing, and you can not touch things. You can wash your hands, but you can be an encouragement to them, and that's what God has called us to do. How about that dear person up there in the window of the old folks home? Now that's Mrs. Webster, George Webster's wife. And you should see her beaming from cheek to cheek. But you can do that. We can't go into these homes. How about George Rich, known and loved by many of us? That's George right there. But you can go to these homes. Or how about that Korean boy that can't go back home? He's stuck here. You can take him some baking. Or how about those neighbors that you can help get ready for the fall? These are things that you can encourage. Because, see, the Bible says, encourage one another. Encourage one another as long as it is called today. You and I are exhorted to encourage one another. And there's so many platforms that we can use to encourage one another. There's so many ways we can. How about that birthday? How about that anniversary? How about Happy Chinese New Year's. Did you take the opportunity to congratulate or to encourage someone in 16 because they're celebrating the Christmas New Year's? These are just ways that we can encourage and build up one another, because the Bible says very distinct, for therefore encourage one another with these words. Because encouragement is so important to the assembly. God doesn't really recommend it. It's, he exiges it. It's his command. He tells us to. How about that man that can't get out from that home? Take him a present. Take him. You know, we got to walk alongside of these people. They need you. They need me. And they need to be encouraged. We are called, yes, dear friends, be an encourager. That's what God wants. God wants us to go out of our way. Now, I'm going to show a picture now. I blotted out the faces, and I'm not going to get emotional. I have my Kleenex here. And but, you know, this is a couple that came to our house from your assembly. I blocked their eyes out and got masks on, so I'm not going against confidence. You don't know who they are. But they came to our house, and, you know, they stood outside, and they brought sherbet. Now, just think, you have that green tea that you love, that green tea that you just really love to have a cup of tea once a day. Well, my wife and I, we drink mates. And in the break, of course, you'll go have a coffee or a tea. Well, I'll sit down and have mate. Well, this couple came to my house, social distancing, and they brought me a kilo of yerba, which is this tea. That means they had to find it. I don't know how in the world they did it, but there they are. That's what each and every one of us that's listening to this little message should be doing. We should be doing and encouraging one another. This goes down into history. This encouraged my wife and I so much. We were in quarantine. We had just come back from Argentina, and we couldn't get out, and they came at a distance. They left that package that young lady has in her hand. They left that at a door, and they took steps back. So isn't just one example? Yes. The word tells us why we need to encourage. Well, John 16:33 says, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Yes, Jesus warns us that the world will have trouble. Well, the pandemic is trouble, is it not? Yes, the vaccine is still out, but there's still a lot of dangers out there. But he encourages, but take heart, I have overcome the world. So we have to encourage one another with this, the word of God. And that's so important. We live in a broken world where everything calls us to selfishness and despair. Sin steals joy. Our bodies break down. Our plans falter. Our dreams die. We've become weak. And you know, the word of God said, "Dear friend, do not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering, as though something strange has happened." We're suffering persecution. There's going to be persecution, and there is persecution. Remember the word I speak to you: no servant is greater than his master. If they persecute me, they will persecute you also. If they obeyed my teaching, they will be obey yours also. God wants us to encourage, because we are going to have suffering. We are going to have persecution. And the world wants to steal us. Trials of various kinds, James 1:12 says, "Consider it pure joy, my brother and sisters, wherever you face trial of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance." Yes, these are hard times. And I mean, you know that a lot of people are feeling unloved. A lot of people feel unimportant. A lot of people feel uselessness. A lot of people are forgotten. But you and I, we can go out of our way and we can tell these people that they are important. We can tell these people they are useful. We can tell these people they are not forgotten. Oh, it's so important. Why is encouragement so important in the Bible? Because God tells us to do it. You know, it's okay to compliment people saying, "Well, that was the best apple pie you ever made," or "That's a nice haircut." I'm talking about more types of encouragement. The kind of encouragement I'm talking about so important is encouragement from the scriptures. Refer to scripture as God speaks to you through his word. and he gives you that scripture, send it out to somebody on an email. Send it out to somebody on FaceTime or Facebook or on Instagram. These are all things that you can learn. I can learn. You can learn. We can all learn. And God is using these greatly. How about that time you're going to make a barbecue, okay? You're going to make a barbecue. Why not put an extra chicken on and give that chicken to the neighbor? I did it 2 or 3 times this year, and they just about had a heart attack. I mean, a guy coming with a chicken cooked on a platter for them, free of charge, no strings attached. Whoa, that spoke more than 100 sermons. Yes, God has called us to do these things. Whom I have seen unto for whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that he might know your estate and comfort your hearts. God wants us to comfort the hearts of believers around us. God wants us to be encouragers, so much so. Yes, the New Testament refers to encouragement on a regular basis. And God wants us to share our faith with others. God wants to share our hope. You have hope. I have hope. We have faith. But many people have lost their faith. Unity, we can tell them that there's a body of believers at 16th that is ready to back them up. Do you need groceries? Do you need somebody to help you? I mean, you are so close to Blenheim Lodge there. You're so close to Parkdale Manor. You can encourage these people with all the precautions, of course. You can show them that there is joy in spite of trials and testings we are going through. You can give them strength. You can give them faithfulness. You can give them fruitfulness. You can give them the perseverance. Yes, God wants us to walk alongside of these people. That's what he wants us to do. How do I grow in becoming an encourager to others? Pray for God to make you an encourager. Walk alongside that person who's lonely. We can grow into that. It doesn't come naturally. We have to ask God to help us. We have to go out of our way. But, oh, is it ever worth it? Is it ever worth it? You know, it says in the word of God is more blessed to give than to receive. And that is so true. Pray for God to make you an encourager. Ask him to give you a heart that loves others. Give him, create new ways of encouraging others. God delights in helping people, and he wants you to obey his command. He wants you to be a helper of people, so much so. You know, I love studying about Barnabas. Ask God to make you like him, because you know his name in Acts 4:36, Joseph, a Levite from Cyprus, whom the apostle called Barnabas, which means son of encouragement. We all have to be encouragers. We all have to go out of our way. We all have to pray to be an encourager. God will help us to do that. Make encouragement a daily discipline, a daily discipline. For some of us, encouragement comes naturally. Okay, that's fine. But others are not so much so. I put a reminder on my daily calendar. And I try to plan and organize that I can encourage someone every day. And it builds me up. I go to encourage somebody, and they're so much encouraged, they get overflowed with encouragement. They encourage me. Yes? Pray to God to show you who to encourage. Show me thy way, Lord. Teach me your path. God wants us to be encouragers. But God will show you to who encourage. You'll look out for them, that person coming down your lane that gets out of their car with their head down. It's been a terrible day for them. You can encourage them with all the precautions, of course. Yes, use scripture if you're able. That's what God, use scripture. Nothing encourages us like a promise from God's word. Make a list of scriptures that God has used to bless you personally, or a portion of scripture, maybe from your daily devotions. Think of a psalm. Think of a proverb. Find and share riches of God's grace with others. Yes? Be specific in what you say. The note I received, I have a note right beside me right here, I received recently from somebody. It was such an encouragement. They were specific. They knew what I was going through. They know that I can't hug you. They knew I can't put my arms around you. They know that I, and that's hard for a Latin type of person. Be specific. That is so important. Regular, encourage your leadership. Encourage your elders and your deacons. You know what I did? And again, we at Cascades a little different right now, but I made this up. And I wrote and I sent this digitally to every member of Cascades, and I sent it by snail mail. I printed it off at London Drugs, and I'm encouraging our membership to pray for these men and this woman. I urge you, first of all, to pray for all people. Ask God to help them, intercede on their behalf, and give thanks for them. Pray for this way for kings and all who are in authority. So, and this is what God wants you and I to do. We must pray for our leadership at 16. They're planning. They're planning what's going to happen after this is over. How are they going to continue on for the Lord? It's so important. Pray that God will create a culture of encouragement in your assembly. It's a culture. And you know, be wise, of course. I mean, I always use the example when I send an email to this lady or that lady, I send a CC to my wife. Or if I go and meet somebody at a distance, of course, and it's someone from an office, say, I'll take my wife with me. We have to be wise. We have to be wise. I mean, I won't take a nice steak over to my neighbor beside me because they don't eat meat. We have to be wise, and God will help us to be wise. Well, what can we say? Pray that you will get that. Be wise. Let's get started, dear friends. Get started. We can encourage one another. We can encourage people in our neighborhoods. We can encourage the people in the hospitals. And I trust that this message has been an inspiration. I'm just going to turn off the share the screen, and I'm just going to pray with you. And I hope that this has been an encouragement for you, because for me, it's so important. And the last thing I'd like to just say, may God do more than we can even imagine to a little encouragement. May God bless you. And when you go and have your tea at home, I'm going to have my mate because of some beautiful Christian person that brought me a kilo of yerba. God bless you. We'll see you after the break.